Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you did because we got Tim Berry back on the show. Tim's an original member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software, the folks who make Business Plan Pro. He's the world's expert on business planning, and he's been joining us now all these years, 13 and a half years, and helping us do a better job in our small business. Tim Berry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure. And that's scary, 13 and a half years.
I know.
Wow.
I know. It's a dream wow. It's a dream come true for you, isn't it, Tim?
Well, I'll tell you what. These occasions that we do this are often fun and always interesting.
Me too. I feel the same way. Hey, Tim, one of the things that that I think a lot of people probably need to brush up on a little bit these days is some of the things that are true and real about being an entrepreneur. And you're certainly qualified to talk to us about some of those things. What is it that we need to know about being an entrepreneur?
Well, Jim, I was thinking this morning we can talk about some of these all-pervasive, if you can say that, myths, some of the things that everybody takes for granted as true about starting a business that really aren't and can be dangerous because they're so misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
So we skip the obvious ones about, not planning and things like that, and talk about the ones that are hidden and people don't realize that can be very dangerous as you get started, these myths. How does that sound?
I like that. What's the first one?
I think the first, well, actually, before we do the first one, let's talk, it's related. Let's talk about all that we don't know that we think we know over the failures of small business.
The first one that I can think of.
Why small businesses fail. I've had a chance to look at this a lot. And you can find surveys of why small businesses fail, and they'll list this reason and that reason and the next reason. But you think about it. How would you really know why small businesses fail? How would you find the right people to ask, as in the people whose businesses no longer exist?
Mm-hmm.
And if you could find only people whose businesses failed, how do you think, how likely is it that they would actually be able to pinpoint why they failed?
Give you the real reason.
How likely is it that they're going to tell the survey taker why they failed, too?
Yeah.
So, a lot of these myths about a business are because it's really hard to just, well, let's do the research and find out the truth, you know?
Right. No, that's exactly right. Well, but you and I have been around long enough to have seen this. We've seen other companies do well. We've seen companies fail. And to me, I think one of the big reasons why small businesses fail, especially early, the ones that fail real quickly, are the ones who think it's easy because, well, what do? They buy and sell stuff. I buy stuff all the time. How hard can it be to buy stuff, you know? And if I buy it, if I put it on the shelf, you know, our companies sell stuff all the time. How hard can that be? I actually think people don't realize how hard it is. And if I told them, and if you could make them believe, Tim, that being a business owner is the hardest job in the marketplace, that might scare a bunch of them away. What do you think?
I think that's true, and I think that I have a list here that you just hit one of the 5 points on my list pretty closely, because one of the points on my list is this idea that success is about passion and persistence, and
mm-hmm.
if you just really want it badly enough, you're going to be successful, which I think just isn't true. And I think that's sort of where you are on what you just said too.
Right. Yeah, you think because I want to, because I work harder, because I'm a good person, I work hard, I'm going to be good to customers, I'm going to make a good product, I'm going to give them a good value. You think actually that, you know, if you do all those things, which you have to do if you're going to be successful, But if you do just those things, that you'll be successful. And that's not the case necessarily, is it?
That's something that I would say. And we have to recognize we don't have research. We have experience, and we have guessing and talking to a lot of people. But yes, I feel that this idea that it's all about passion and doing what you love, which is great. That's not bad.
You have to have that.
There's some other things that are,
but it's just not
going to kill the business whether you have passion or not. Like,
you hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Tim. I want to come back to that. We got to take a quick break, folks. Passion and perseverance and all that. Those are all essential to being an entrepreneur. You have to have those things. We're not minimizing those things. We're just saying that's not enough. You got to have more. And we're going to talk about more of that by revealing some of these myths that Tim's telling us about. Tim Berry's our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Stay with us.
At least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.